This is Jim Zuras, podcast host and operator of SysRep, Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And I'm here again with Bevan Eustace from Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Hello, Bevan. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Jim. Nice to see you.
Bevan, I want to thank you for the first podcast. There's some really good stuff there. And I wonder if this time you could share with us how you came to focus on the senior market, a little bit about your learning process, and maybe just share with us your experience in general.
Well, number one, I do really like working with seniors. Even though I have the designation, when you get the designation, it doesn't mean you hit the ground running with it. A home sale is a home sale. But when you are dealing with seniors, you have to have an understanding and patience to explain everything to people. Sometimes us agents, we are inclined to rush through the process of the paperwork or what needs to be done, sign here, sign there. You have to take a little bit of a step back and just take your time. It's a lot of information and we just need to be patient with our seniors. So for me, yes, I had regular home sales, but believe it or not, this past year, 2015 coming into 16, a lot of my clients just seemed to be older clients. And I really liked dealing with seniors. I felt that I had the personality to take my time to explain things to seniors and their families. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's important sometimes if it's an elderly person on their own, sure, that we involve family members. And it's a big decision-making process, be it they're downsizing, maybe moving closer to family members, or maybe taking the plunge to go to a senior community.
Mm-hmm. So now, have you seen that scenario where they're going to a senior community?
Absolutely.
Was it like an assisted living type of a situation?
So I had some clients who, they had a lovely four-bedroom house that they were very attached to. So what they decided to do was they actually decided to lease their house out for a year, go to their senior community and see if it was going to work for
you
them.
Know, I've heard from the reverse mortgage side, people, they'll look at a reverse mortgage and they'll decide to do that. So that's interesting. So you ran into that yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, because for them, they decided to take a house on campus, let's say, for the want of a better word. So a smaller house, so they had independent living, yet they had all the amenities that they may need.
In a lot of those places, it may start out that way, and then they can kind of evolve the...
It's what you call nearly progressive care.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way
that's what they need. So for this couple, they're quite active, but it was Alzheimer's for the husband. So they needed to be looking into the progressive care. So independently living, driving wherever they wanted to go, you know, it's these communities are wonderful. So they did the buy-in. So they bought in. And I think for them, it was a home that they bought on campus. So I think the buy-in was quite large. Mm-hmm. But they were able to do it without selling their home.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's different
kinds
of
things. And when you say large, order of magnitude, I'm just curious to know what that would be.
I think they paid over $300,000.
Or I heard of a case in San Diego, similar, and it was a $300,000 number. Mm-hmm. So I've heard that now, two different places.
Yeah, and their home that they have on campus is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Perfect for them. So they were able to keep their home in case they decided this was not for them. So mm-hmm. They went through the process, and I think you get a certain amount of money back if you decided it wasn't for you.
Is it assisted living the right name for that? Is that what it's technically called, or is there another name for that type of facility?
No, I mean, I would call it assisted living, and okay, it just depends on the level of care that you might need.
Right. And in the cases I've seen, the seniors, mm-hmm, they're excited.
Oh, yeah.
I think assisted living, my initial reaction is, uh-oh, you know, that's not, it's all kind of downhill. It's kind of sad.
Absolutely not.
But I've heard that, yeah, it sounds like this is a case where they're happy.
I like to call them, you know, senior communities. I mean, they're wonderful. They are having a great time. They said it was the best decision that they have ever made. So I see them on a regular basis, and they look great. I always ask them, everything going okay over there?
Oh, that's
good.
Give
me the thumbs up.
That's great. And unfortunately, our last story didn't have a happy ending. You know, well, you did great work for your client.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they still leasing the home, or they decided to
sell it? Believe it or not, Jen, they are still leasing the home. And I think they found a very good tenant.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, since they've gone into the senior community, their home value has actually come up.
Wow.
So that'll be great for them when they decide to sell.
At the time they decide to sell, you've got to be the agent getting the listing, right?
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case.
So another one of my clients, actually, mm-hmm, she moved again. Her husband had passed away, and she was in this big home on her own. It was 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 3-car garage, just way too much living space for her. And I met her at an open house. So she invited me to come out and meet with her at her home. So I went and I met with her. She was a very organized lady, very independent. She just wanted to be in something smaller, close to her friends. So we sold the house and I found her something single level in a community where her friends were at. Mm-hmm. So she's thrilled and she plans on being there for about another 5 years.
That's great. So that's a classic downsizing.
Perfect.
Type of a scenario,
mm-hmm,
which you picked up from an open house.
Yes.
It sounds to me like you connect real well with seniors, and that's one of the reasons why your senior business, you've got to say, is picking sign up, right?
Absolutely. It's just something that I'm passionate about. I really have an interest personally, too. My parents are older, so I have an interest. I would hate to see them being taken advantage of. I'd like to think that they would be in good hands with someone. Mm-hmm. And I have a great interest for it.
That's interesting because we've done podcasts already. We're doing some more. But that's a common thread. People like yourself, that's the underlying piece of it, is that they're passionate. If I was to give advice to a real estate professional who's thinking of adding this to their market plan, mm-hmm. business plan, if you will, that make sure you have the passion. It's something you want to do because you really can't force that. You can't compete against someone like you that has passion. These clients will pick that up right away. And I see the same thing on the reverse mortgage side.
Yeah, I think it's a connection that you make with people.
Right.
It's actually the connection you make with someone is just as important as the home sale, because this is someone you have to work with very closely with, and they have to have the confidence in you and trust you. And, you know, you have a lot riding. You've got to do a good job for your client.
And with SysRep, I'm trying to just give agents more information, resources in the form of material you can go on the website and look at, and also on these podcasts, because hopefully if I have enough experts that I'm interviewing and agents are listening to them, they're picking up some of the knowledge that you mentioned. It's taken you quite a while to accumulate the knowledge, right? To be able to answer questions and add value in your conversations, mm-hmm. with topics that are relevant to the senior.
And it's the more that I've been dealing with seniors, and they'll share with you and confide in you. That's how you learn. You go through the process of trying to understand what it is that we're trying to accomplish here and just do our best for our client. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd advise, when you do meet with someone, it's very important to make a good connection. Mm-hmm. It's really important.
That makes great sense. Again, I appreciate the second podcast. And I'm going to ask you to repeat your contact information, because maybe they didn't listen to the first one yet. They got to pick up the phone and do some business with you.
Thank you, Jim. Again, Bevin, Bevin, Eustace, Eustace. My cell phone number is 626-808-7403, and it's bevin.eustace@aol.com.
Excellent. Thanks again, Bevin. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.